When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I almost cried during the trailer. I'm like, this trailer is the best movie I've seen. So it's just not
give
fair.
This trailer an Oscar.
Give that trailer an Oscar. They did. His name is Oscar Isaac. It's fucking brilliant.
Hey, Gom Jabara listeners, it's Abu, and normally this is the part where Leo would say, and this is Leo, but right now, Leo is actually at the theater, sitting in an IMAX theater, watching the first 10 minutes of Dune, and I am not. Instead, I'm here talking to you while I wait for him to get out of that theater and give me a call, and he is going to give us the inside scoop on what was shown at this preview event. We know for certain that they'll be showing the first 10 minutes of the movie, and they'll get to see an early preview of the trailer that all of us will be getting tomorrow. So since I couldn't get to go, I've asked Leo to give me a call as soon as he steps out of that theater so that we can talk about it, and we'll be recording the entire thing and sharing it with you, all of our wonderful, wonderful listeners. So his call should be coming in at any minute. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you, buddy.
I cannot hear you.
Hold up.
I cannot hear you.
Technical issues.
Oh, I had you.
Wait.
There you are.
You got me now?
I had you.
You got me now?
Oh, my God. Dude.
Oh my God. I mean, look, you got to do the talking here. Tell me everything.
I have like
what are you feeling right now?
I cannot describe to you the notes that I took, like, hurriedly on paper. I look like a nut, like a psycho conspiracy theory nut. There's too much to talk about. There's too much to say. Are we live?
Oh,
are you
my
recording?
Gosh. I've been recording this entire time, including our technical difficulties.
Thank God.
This is raw, baby.
This is raw. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Hold on. Walk me. Yeah. Before we get into the actual Dune of it all,
yeah.
Walk me through your emotions right now. Like, you know, use some feel statements.
God.
What are you feeling?
Okay, so before we get into the intellectual, I like that. I'm, you know, in my feelings. Tremendously excited. I mean, I'm physically shaking. It's handled so well. There's so much to love and pick apart from what I saw just now. My hype for this movie was already at an almost criminal level, and now it really feels like a felony. It's really established. It's not fair for me to be this excited about something
amazing
in life. But let me walk you through the structure of what we just saw, or what I just saw.
Okay.
It started with a production footage, like BTS behind the scenes reel, which was just like rapid fire, ton of footage I've never seen before. And I got to say, I won't get into it yet. and then we had Timothy Chalamet, sweet Timmy, the sweetest of dukes, Paul Atreides, welcomed us to the theater personally. No, it was video of him. And then he introduced the first 10 minutes of the movie right away. Boom. Saw the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Again, I'm shaking. Then we got back to Timothy, and I had missed him, so it was nice to see him again. he introduces Villeneuve. Denis Villeneuve just immediately like, hey, you want to see that scene with the fucking spice worm eating the spiced harvester? Here you go, enjoy. So right into seeing that whole scene, which is
no way
bonkers. And then back to Denis, and he's like, wasn't that fucking nuts? Now, here's me talking with a German dude. We get an interview between him and Hans Zimmer talking about the score of the movie. And then right back to Denis, and he goes, you know what? You've waited long enough. We've teased it long enough. Time to drop that hot, hot trailer on you.
Yes.
And then we got to see the, I guess, the final theatrical trailer is what that's called, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What did the trailer leave you with? What did you walk out of there feeling?
Bro. There's a, there was, okay, wait.
So collect your words, your words.
Okay, using words. This is a challenge. The trailer was everything you would want it to be. Interestingly, it actually starts with some of the first footage that you see when you actually sit down and see the movie, the first 10 minutes footage. The trailer starts almost the same way with Zendaya, Chani. It opens up the world. She's the first person we hear and the first person who introduces us to the ideas of Dune, which was really cool.
Gosh.
And also, just as a side note, starting Dune with a Fremen perspective, hell yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Especially in 2021. Already Dune is a fairly progressive narrative world, but to really focus in on here are the Fremen and their perspective on Harkonnens, and then the Atreides are coming in. What are these next people going to be like? It's amazing. I love it so much. But in the trailer, we get some really great little moments of comedy and levity with different characters. We get a line. There was some conversation on Twitter about Oscar Isaac as Leto Atreides and the sort of acting potential of this role for him. There is a line in the trailer where he's saying to Paul, you know, like Paul's like, what if I'm not going to be the future of House Atreides? Like, what if I can't carry this mantle that's being demanded of me? And of course, we know with Paul's prescience that this is a much bigger question than just the words he's using with his father in that moment. And fucking Oscar Isaac says to him, if you are given this opportunity or if the door is open to you and you decide not to walk through them, you will still be everything I've ever needed you to be, my son. And
oh my
I almost
God.
Cried during the trailer. I'm like, this trailer is the best movie I've seen. So it's just not
fair. Give this trailer an Oscar.
Give that trailer an Oscar. They did. His name is Oscar Isaac. It's
oh my God.
Fucking brilliant.
That's amazing. That is so incredible.
Oh,
wow.
I don't even ask
so,
me a question.
Like, if I mean, are you like looking forward to this movie or something? Like, what are you, you going to go see it?
No, not interested. Take it or leave it. I'll wait for it to be free online. And yes, I'm going to see it. I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
So,
Look, I wouldn't be doing my due diligence if I didn't ask this next question.
Sure.
Even though I don't want to.
Sure.
Was there anything you didn't like? Was there something that made a red flag go up and make you think, uh-oh, that's a weird choice?
I will say that we get sort of a cut of Fremen dying to Harkonnen violence, which is canonically solid. Like, that happened. But the way that it's portrayed in the movie does not paint an accurate picture of the Fremen as capable as they are. Because we are hearing from Chani about, this is what the Harkonnens have done to our people, which almost puts the Fremen in like the place of being a victim, when in the book they are very much the whole universe is sleeping on how incredibly powerful these people are, and they can very casually kill Harkonnens as much as they want whenever they
right.
want to, which is a change. Now, I don't know that that is a good or a bad change. It definitely, I noticed it, and as someone who is such a fan of how capable the Fata can end up being, and of course the Fremen warriors, it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But I think it also makes the movie fit more comfortably into narrative structures that we're used to as a Western audience.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I know you're there with a friend, and I don't want to take up any more of your time or her time. So, last question. Did you lean over and whisper any sweet nothings into your friend's ear? Did you fill her in on the lore of the Dune universe that she was seeing up on the silver screen?
I just about screamed when glow globes were on the screen. So yeah, no, I will say though, okay, these are the major takeaways. I just want to give you some bullet points, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone needs to see this movie in the theater, full stop. I cannot describe to you the size of the set pieces, the size of the spaceships, the magnificence of the vision would be utterly lost on anything less than like a 75-inch television. So be honest with yourselves if you don't have that big of a TV and like the Dolby surround thing. Because again, one of the other big takeaways is the sound design. We get to see Timothée Chalamet in the first 10 minutes use the voice. And I nearly died. It's so good. The way that Denis, I'll have to tell you more about it later, Abu, but like the way that Denis decided to show that power manifest on screen is brilliant and so effective and would be, again, I think lost unless you have just like world-class speakers at home.
Oh my gosh.
The other thing.
Okay, so see the movie in theater, get vaccinated first.
Get vaccinated.
Yeah, we get do vaccinated. Have to recommend that.
Yeah, do that. Just anyway. Ignore me, but we have done that already.
Okay.
I will also say that Hans Zimmer talked about scoring the movie. And again, sound really was one of the like stars of this experience. It was there's a moment when Duke Leto dives in to save the harvesters from the spice harvester factory. When he turns those controls, the ornithopters, by the way, look so fucking dope. When he turns those controllers, the control and the ornithopter dives, that moment is electric. Like I had shivers and chills because of the way that they handled it sound design wise. Hans Zimmer talked about, you know, you see all these sci-fi movies where you're visiting all these different planets and they always have the same instruments. There's always trumpets and violins and cellos. And he goes, oh, so interesting that everywhere in the galaxy, we all use the same brass instruments. Strange. So he spent months apparently inventing sounds and inventing instruments.
Oh my
gosh. To create this textured soundtrack and this soundscape for the movie that even in just a couple of scenes that I saw just now is unlike anything else I've ever heard. It's rich and vital. And he made a point to use a lot of female voices, really strong soloistic female voices in the choral tracks because of the strong female representation in the movie. So very clearly, everyone on the production side of this is like 120% on board with some of the main themes of Dune and are just delivering Amazing. At the highest caliber that I've seen in such a long time. Can you tell I'm excited?
I can hear it in your voice. Your voice is shaking. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Leo. Thank you so much for the info.
Indeed.
And I can't wait. I can't wait for the real deal.
2 days. We'll see the trailer in just a couple of days, and y'all will see what I'm talking about. Again, some of the best lines. Gurney has a great moment. Duncan motherfucking Idaho definitely fucks. Protect your ladies.
Yes! Definitely fucks.
Great at climbing rock walls. Oh, he's amazing.
Amazing.
It's so good.
That's so
Check
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Leo. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Wow, you can hear the excitement in his voice. Ah, so hype. So hype. So that was a quick, very raw, emotional preview of the IMAX event. Of course, the trailer is coming out soon, so make sure you are subscribed to Gom Jabbar, because Leo and I will definitely be doing a breakdown, frame-by-frame analysis of this upcoming brand new trailer. And as always, this week there will be a new book club episode, and a deep dive lore episode next week. So for all things Dune, keep it locked right here on the Gom Jabbar podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and Leo and I will talk to you soon.